horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a winepress. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, fam. Hey there, patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I just realized I don't have my clock on here. I want to have my clock on. Yay. Welcome to the Freedom Force Battalion. Welcome. Okay, there I am. Welcome to the Freedom Force Battalion. Busy, busy, busy day. Plus, I'm a new mommy to a puppy. So it's really been busy. If you guys are new here, I'm Melissa Redpill. This is the Freedom Force Battalion. And you guys are those, that army on white horses. Isn't that amazing? I'm so thankful that we are so blessed to live in this day. We're just really, really blessed. One day we'll realize it more than we do now, that this was the day that we were hand-selected. That's what President Trump was talking about, the 14. I think he's talking about us. That we were hand-selected to be part of this amazing army to defeat this worldwide criminal, satanic mafia cabal, the Antichrist. That's too much. That's too much for the Lord to bless us with that, to get to be a part of that. It's amazing. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. We're going to be talking about this Epstein missing minute. We're also going to be talking about that very, very interesting show yesterday between Netanyahu and President Trump. That was a movie, really, that we were watching. And what's going on with Gaza. So definitely check out my website. If you guys are new here, definitely check out the website, freedomforce.live. You can also type melissaredpill.com and go over there. Isn't that cool? melissaredpill.com, or go to freedomforce.live and find all kinds of free resources about how this is biblical. This is a great day. I've written some bestseller books on end times, and I'm very, very thankful that we know the truth about what's going on, how this is literally biblical. I've been teaching God's Word to kids for 35 years, and so the Lord helped me to understand what's going on. And I didn't go to cemetery, which is what I call seminary, and I'm very thankful I didn't go there, because I didn't have them brainwash me into their way that they wanted me to teach the Word of God. I'm not doing it that way. I'm just going to teach the Word of God like it's written. Yeah, this is the, if you go to freedomforce.live and you go to End Times Intro, you can find out more about End Times. You can also hear the audiobooks and listen to that. You can also watch tons of videos and research there. Now, let's get started. Don't forget, hit the like button, everybody. Hit the like button. Okay, I've got a weird number, something in the middle of my screen. I've got something weird going on in my screen, so let me see what that is. That's going on. There you go. Now, yes, today is July 8th, 2025, and we're going to see the end of these people. I can't tell you exactly when, but I think everything that we're seeing is, you know, we're definitely going in the right direction. And I'm going to show you, I just think that President Trump is a genius, which we know that. But I'm going to show you how today. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about this very strange missing minute. Now, it's a missing minute, but this little video right here is 10 seconds. Everybody good? Give me a thumbs up if you see everything. Everything's looking good in the chat, and that everything's A-okay, because you know the other day we had that weird deal. We got some very strange storms going on in Texas. So hopefully we're not going to have any trouble today, I hope. All right, so this is the missing minute, and so I'll show you at the very beginning. It's at the 11:58:51 mark. You see that? And this is the door to Epstein's cell. And so this minute is missing right here. So you'll see watch the clock right here, and you'll see how it flips to 12 midnight. Check this out. Okay, 11:58, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, and then all of a sudden it's 12 o'clock. What is that? What is that minute? I'm going to play for you what the explanation that Bondi had. I just feel like, you know, how they've been toying with us about these Epstein files, and they know that Anons are watching every little detail, and they wanted to see what was going on. Well, they found this missing minute, and so it begs the question, where's the missing minute, right? We've got so many amazing Anons. They are like detectives, and they are not playing about this. You know, we've been hearing about the Epstein files for all this time, and we have the Epstein files, and now Bondi is saying basically they were just on my desk, and the file was there, but that doesn't mean that there was an Epstein list. Well, okay, then why is Ghislaine Maxwell in prison, right, for trafficking girls to nobody? And probably boys too, but anyway, the point is, why is that? Remember, President Trump knows about this. He has been posting well before he became president about stopping the pedophiles. He is very much adamant about removing these people, and he knows much better than you and I do that that Epstein Island was used. Who cares about Epstein or Ghislaine Maxwell, for that matter? It was used as a Mossad operation to blackmail congressmen and people, CEOs, high up officials, judges, etc. That's the problem. And Trump knows that. He knows that. He hates these people more than we do. We don't hate them enough. He hates them plenty. He really does. So what is he doing? What is he doing? Why are they saying this? Okay, so I want you to see what he said. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, this one, on this video right here. So odd and so strange about this. Let me see if I can make it a little bit bigger. I want to make sure that you see this. Okay, so here, this is so odd. Watch President Trump's face. He looks like he is completely perturbed that anyone would ask a question. Look at that face. Can y'all see that face? He looks completely perturbed that anyone would ask a question about Epstein when he knows good and well that we are on it like white on rice, that we are not, we've been chomping at the bit about this for years. This is not, I mean, I remember I did my first video on this in 2018. I mean, this is not something that is just something we don't care about. And he very, very well knows that. I'm telling you, he should get an Academy Award for this performance alone, in my opinion. So, so look at what he says. Someone asks about the Epstein files, and he gives this look. I can't believe you're talking about Epstein. Check this out.
Released yesterday, Jeffrey Epstein. Yes. It left some lingering mysteries. One of the biggest ones is whether he ever worked for a American or foreign intelligence agency. The former labor secretary, who was Miami U.S. attorney, Alex Costa, he allegedly said that he did work for an intelligence agency. So could you resolve whether or not he did? And also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night itself?
Yeah, sure.
Did I just interrupt for
sure.
One second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
Sure. First, to back up on that, in February, I did an interview.
Okay, before we go on, I gotta say, Academy Award. He knows that this is more than about Epstein. This is more than about Ghislaine Maxwell. This is huge, and this is the keystone to bring down the house, to bring down the entire cabal, because everyone will realize this is how they have run game on all of us for all of our lives. He knows that. But how is he going to get this into the mainstream where everyone's talking about it and hair on fire? You got today, You got MAGA in yesterday. MAGA upset. You've got, now you've got Democrats, leftists, Trump haters coming out saying, oh, Trump is so horrible. He must be on the list. That's why he's covering this up. It's a giant cover up. And now we've got him. We've been trying to get him for all these years, but this is it. We've got him. So he's got everybody up in arms. This has been all over social media all day long. That's what people are talking about. So I just wanted you to know that that's his media genius. How does he always run this game? Because he always does something that gets everybody's dander up on both sides and gets everybody talking about something. He is an absolute media genius, and they fall for it every time. Every time. And the mainstream media is talking about it. Like I said, everybody's sharing it all over social media. It's all been all over the news, all over the radio. So this is where we have to have the world to come to bear to say we want to get to the bottom of this Epstein Island thing, right? And for he knows good and well that we're not going to be satisfied with them saying, oh, there's no list. Then release Ghislaine Maxwell. Then she needs to come out of jail, right? Clearly. He knows that we're not going to take that for an answer and take that lying down. But I will say this. I'm going to show you some Q posts, which really lead us to believe that these people, we know the people are so evil. They would do that, what happened in Kerrville times a million. They would do nuclear. They would do whatever. If they felt that they were that this was it, that this was curtains, they would do something very, very horrible. Okay? Now, we've known we've had to go through all this process, and we had to, you know, free Iran and all this. This is we're in this timeline to get all these things sorted, and that saving Israel for last. We're really right there, and so all this really is will bust open wide the Israel, because it was run by Mossad. Okay, I don't believe that this list will come out until after the arrests, because it's too hot. It's too hot. So let me show you what I'm talking about. Here are some posts right here. This one is post number 36 on the board, November 1, 2017. It says, there is simply no other way than to use the military. It's that corrupt and dirty. I'm not expecting to get justice in the courts. I'm not expecting to get justice in anything other than the military, because it's that corrupt and dirty. Think of, you know, I'm sure you've seen that movie with Kevin Costner, of the man who was taking down the mafia, and how it was so dangerous, and they had control over the judges, they had control over all these people. We've watched that. What's the name? Somebody tell me in the chat, what is the name of that movie? Anyway, so I'm just thinking Magnificent Seven. That's not it. Anyway, we've known that we cannot get justice in the courts, and it's so dirty and corrupt, and just like the mafia. But this is times a million. This is not just some local little mafia. This is a worldwide criminal mafia. The freaking Antichrist, y'all. This is it. This is the big kahuna. All right, so there's no other way than to use the military. And so I believe that at some point there'll be a trigger that's pulled, and that we'll go into military control. These people will be removed. And then, yes, that list will come out, and everyone will know what they have done. Okay, but it has to, you know, they cannot do release that until that's done. All right. And so I think they're just pulling our chain to say there's no list. Come on now. Okay, don't kid a kidder. All right, so here is another post, number 26, dated November 1, 2017. Think about it logically. The only way is the military, fully controlled. They cannot release that list with these people free. In my strong opinion, they can't. You have to have them under control and locked away, where they cannot push a nuclear button or do anything to get, you know, to get some kind of evil mayhem going that would you know, destroy humanity. You know, they love humanity. And okay, I'm going to show you another post here. Let me see if this is one. This is post 738. dated February 11th, 2018, understand one simple fact. The U.S. is connected to the rest of the world. Knowing that, understand by default, if certain intel is released, it could cause a worldwide mass suffering. If this list was released, this is the, like I said, the big kahuna. This would be the end of it. And it says it can't because it could cause worldwide mass suffering. And I'm not saying it won't ever be released. I'm saying it has to be released, in my opinion. And you tell me what you think in the chat. It has to be after the people are arrested. They can't be free after this, even before. I mean, it has to be after they're locked up, in my opinion. What do you guys think? Tell me what you think, because I just don't think there's any way. All right. So I'm going to show you also, did anybody come up with the name of that movie? Come on, you guys. This is the famous movie. Somebody else knows. What is the name of that movie with Kevin Costner? And he's anyway, whatever. Nobody came up with it. So I don't feel so bad. Did somebody just come up with it? Okay. All right. So next, we will see. Who knows if he's dead or not, in one, since it doesn't so much matter. Okay, I think that I'm not going to just go into that one right now. Let's talk about what happened with this interesting meeting between Netanyahu and President Trump at the White House yesterday. Okay, so here we go, and he's there, and Netanyahu is there, and let's remember what we know is that Netanyahu has been using Iran as the boogeyman for years, 1995, I mean, some crazy length of time that he has been using Iran as the nuclear boogeyman. Oh, they're going to have nuclear weapons. Oh, they can enrich the uranium. Oh, I mean, just on and on and on. He is gone for years, and now it's over. He can't use them anymore. It's done. It's stick a fork in it. It's done. And he's so upset. He was just chomping at the bit to use Iran to start World War III. He was so much wanting to start World War III with North Korea, but that failed, as we know. And we've talked about that many times before. Look at my most recent video. You can find out more about that. And then the other thing is, now we got Iran, and obviously, Hillary sent over the uranium through Rosatom, starting this whole process. And then Obama sent over the pallets of cash, and Biden sent over more money. We know that they've been doing that for years to make Iran into this nuclear boogeyman, and that they would attack America and harm America and, you know, take the blame when it was really, you know, the New World Order behind it. All right, so now we know, when you read, the reason I'm telling you all that is because here we are watching this show, and at one point, I'm going to play the clip where President Trump even says, when we were backstage, who says that? When you're going to dinner and you say, oh, we were backstage, no one uses that term. You'd say, oh, we were meeting before, or we were talking before, not backstage. He's saying you're watching a movie, the greatest actors in the world, because Netanyahu is seething with anger at President Trump because he wanted to start foment World War III. He wanted this to be used to have this war, gin this war up and get this war going, and then ultimately end up a nuclear war with America, destroying, you know, America and the world. I mean, that was his goal. All, as the DNI director, Tulsi Gabbard, said, they were ready to go in their underground bunkers. I mean, they've been ready to go on all this stuff. And that was their plan. And so here he has to go, and he realizes the gig is up, and it's over for him, and he's going and eating dinner with his sworn enemy. Forget the fact that they act like together, that they are best friends and they're working together. President Trump did not come in and help him to start World War III. He ended up going in and destroying the nuclear weapons, right? So, and as you know, Netanyahu was not damaging really any of the nuclear facilities there, just maybe doing a little pinpricks there. All right, so I want you to see what he has to say, as much as I can take.
Thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate it. We have an opportunity to finally... Okay.
In many lands, but now especially in the Middle East, we have great opportunities. The president has an extraordinary team, and I think our teams together make an extraordinary combination. to meet challenges and seize opportunities. But the president has already realized great opportunities. He forged the Abraham Accords. He's forging peace as we speak in one country and one region after the other. So I want to present to you, Mr. President, the letter I sent to the Nobel Prize Committee.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got to say one quick thing. Do y'all notice anything strange about the people on the right side? Do they look like they have the pallor of death on them? They look blue. They look grayed out. I don't know what's the difference in the lighting. Over on the left, these people look living and vital and alive. The ones on the death look like they've death warmed over. Anyway, so he's presenting him, oh, I want to present you with this. I've asked the Nobel people to issue you the Nobel Peace Prize. And oh, I think you're so amazing that you're causing peace. He hates it. He's acting, okay? What makes a great movie? Great actors. These people, you know, despise each other. Now, whether they say that, I doubt they do say that to each other. I'm sure it's all just on the surface. Oh, I'm working with you. I want to help Israel. I love Israel, blah, blah, blah. And I want to, just like we see on the news. And he's saying, well, and I love America, which President Trump knows he does not. He hates America because he knows America is destined. Netanyahu knows America is destined to save the world. This is our destiny from God, from the Bible. And I've read that to you many times. All right, so here's where he hands it to him. And just listen to what President Trump says. He says, oh, wow. How many times do we hear President Trump saying, oh, wow? And he says, it's coming from you in particular. Oh, just great. Check it out.
It's nominating you for the Peace Prize, which is well deserved. And you should get it.
Thank you very much. This I didn't know. Well, thank you very much. Coming from you in particular, this is very meaningful. Thank you.
What does he mean by that? Coming from you in particular. What? Coming for you and from you in particular. In other words, coming from you who hates me with a purple passion and hates the fact that I'm working out peace. This is amazing. I never would have imagined that the person who hates me more than anyone in the whole wide world would nominate me for the Peace Prize. That tells you, like I said, it's a show. This is a show, and there are a lot of people who don't see through it, and I'm so glad that we do. I think President Trump is just, he's just so beautiful. It's such a beautiful thing of beauty to watch him work. And oh, well, of course we're friends, you know, of course we're working together. We have the same goals in mind. We want to bring peace and all this. And yeah, all the while realizing that these people he's sitting at the table with the devil. So it's the truth. All right. So now, the other thing I want you to see was, I think about the 5 minute mark on this whole video. I posted the whole video of the dinner with President Trump and Netanyahu. And so here's where he starts talking about Gaza. And you're going to hear what Netanyahu will admit. What he wants is for these people to be gone. And they have two options. He says they can stay. They're free. They can stay or they can go. And they want, you know, and President Trump talks about, you know, we're having all these countries working with us. Well, I'll show you what he says at the end. But he says you have two options. Basically, if you stay, you're dead. And if you go, that's fine too. Because he wants that land and he will not stop until he gets that land or until he's stopped. And so I want you to hear at the end what President Trump says.
It was 50 years and we're taking advantage of the country. So we're going to, I would say, final, but if they call with a different offer and if I like it, we'll do it.
And the August 1 deadline, I mean, is the August 1 is the August 1 deadline firm now? Is that it? Could you move
firm,
it again?
No, I would say firm, but not 100% firm. If they call up and they say, would like to do something a different way, we're going to be open to that. But essentially, that's the way it is right now, yeah.
Mr. President, is your Palestinian relocation plan still on the table? Is there a plan? Has that heard any progress in Biden
countries? Yeah, Bibi, why don't I let you answer that question?
Mr. President?
Wait a minute. Wait, he's got to answer that.
I think President Trump had a brilliant vision. It's called free choice. You know, if people want to stay, they can stay. But if they want to leave, they should be able to leave. It shouldn't be.
Oh, this guy, it just makes me crazy. This is their land. They have lived there for eons. And as you know, on the Balfour Declaration, they were not allowed to harm the people and remove them from their land. And they have done it piece by piece by piece by piece by piece. That's exactly what has happened. And so he's saying now, leave. You're free people. You're free to go. I do hand it to the people, the Palestinians who are there. I hand it to them that they are so courageous and refuse to leave. They refuse to hand over their historical territory, their historical land, to these people. So they're really some of the most resilient, courageous, amazing people who've ever dwelled on the earth. Really, they are, because they have been in because of the support of America, they have been put into the world's largest prison. And so here you just heard him say, and President Trump says, oh, well, then let's just hear what out of the mouth of Netanyahu, because he's the expert. What does he want to have happen? Either they can stay or they can go. And if they stay, I'm filling in the blanks, then they will be dead. That's what he's saying. So from what I've heard is President Trump is putting extreme pressure on him to stop this conflict, the bombing of Gaza. Now, check out what he says at the end.
A prison should be an open place and give people a free choice. We're working with the United States very closely about finding countries that will seek to realize what they always say, that they want to give the Palestinians a better future. And those who, and I think we're getting close to finding several countries, and I think this will give, again, the freedom to choose. Palestinians should have it, and I hope that we can secure it close by.
And we've had great cooperation from surrounding Israel, surrounding countries, great cooperation from every single one of them. So something good will happen. Brian, did you have something?
All right, something good will happen. Something good will happen. Now, a lot of people, you know, plausible deniability. He's just saying something good will happen. That they'll find a place, you know, in another country is what most people will take that to mean. I take that to mean something good will happen where these people are set free from these tyrants, that the Palestinians will be set free. You know, President Trump has sent over a lot of aid to help these people who are suffering and starving at the hand of Netanyahu. Okay? And anyway, we'll just watch and see. The honest truth is we have to be at the door of this because their entire land has just been decimated. So let's watch and see what happens. All right. So now the next thing I want you to see about around the 12-minute mark is another portion where they're talking about the two-state solution. I want you to see what he has to say on that.
I think things are going to be really settled down a lot in the Middle East. And they respect us and they respect Israel. They respect a lot of things that took place. Nobody's ever seen equipment like what we sent over to knock out those sites. But when those sites were knocked out, it essentially, that was the end.
Do you think that there can be a two-state solution that creates an independent
power? I don't know. I'd ask Mimi that question. You have the greatest man in the world to answer that age-old question, two states. Go ahead. You give him your honest answer.
I think Palestinians should have all the powers to govern themselves, but none of the powers to threaten us.
Okay. President Trump, so amazing. So amazing. He says, got the best person in the world to answer that. Give him your honest answer. And the honest answer coming right out of his mouth is that these people should have the freedom to govern themselves, but not the freedom to harm us. And then he says,
that means a certain power, like overall security, will always remain in our hands.
The overall security will always remain in our hands. So in other words, they will not be free agents, ever, if Netanyahu has anything to do with it. They and the New World Order, they will never have their own freedom. They'll always be under the boot. And that's the honest answer for all the world to hear. They don't want a two-state solution. Either way, whatever it is, whether whether it's a two-state solution or even a one-state solution where actually all of Israel is no longer under the control of this criminal cabal. It just needs to be where the people have what we want for everyone, to have free and fair elections and not to be run by this criminal network. That's what we want for Iran. That's what we want for every country. Okay. So yeah, I want you to see that that's what he was, you know, he's saying the answer for all the world to hear. Okay. And then the next portion, I think, what was the next portion that he had? He was talking about, was it the 14 minute mark? I think it's a 14 minute mark. Let's see this one.
Right? You know that, right? The number of bombs dropped.
Okay, let me back it up. So here he's talking about, do you know what the number 14 represents?
It would be nice to memorialize it, put it down, but because of the...
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me back up and catch you up on what he's saying. He's talking about, you know, they're having talks with Iran. And so you're thinking, okay, well, we've already resolved Iran in one very strong sense, right? Because there's no more nuclear weapons. So what are we talking about? What's to talk about? And he's saying, well, it would be a good idea to go ahead and memorialize it. Okay. And I'm going to go into more detail about Iran here in just a minute, because I want you to understand the relationship between the president of Iran, who was interviewed by Tucker just the other day. In case you missed it, go and check that out. His name is President Pez something. Think of Pez dispenser. And also how his relationship is with Khomeini, the supreme leader. Okay. So what are they talking about? And so this man says here in a minute, he says, you know, this is something very, very soon. So all these things are interconnected. And the honest truth is these people have been under control by America, so that Iran has not been a free country. And so Khomeini does whatever the American government tells him to do. And I hope and pray that it could be that they are being set free from the Americans controlling Iran. But the president of President Pez has no power to say any of that, because anyone who ever has in the past said their own opinion, that was the end of it for them. Either the end of it for being in power or the end of their lives. I mean, you do not play with Khomeini. You don't. You don't. All right, but I want you to hear what he has to say in 14. Check this out.
The incredible result of that attack, if you want to call it an attack, I didn't think it was necessary to have it in writing. I think we spoke. I mean, that speaks much louder than writing. But I can also understand why they'd want it. And they've been very nice. They've been very respectful. And it began by them telling us about 14 they had to do. You know what 14 represents, right? Do you know what 14 represents?
Okay. As soon as I heard that, I'm like, my little ears go up. 14. You know what 14 represents? Well, of course, he's talking about the 14 missiles, and they had said we're going to shoot them into this base at, you know, 1 o'clock or whatever, and so that's what he's saying. And of course, that's true. But I think of something else when I think of 14, and it's a very biblical number. And I wanted to remind you guys. Okay, well, before I say it, I'm going to say if anyone's going to say what the number of 14 represents, because you've heard me talk for hours and hours and hours for years and years and years. What am I going to say on the number 14? Okay, dee 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 dee, la 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 la. That's an annoying song. All right, but while you're thinking of that, I'm going to tell you, Miss Jacobs won the prize. Yes, it's the Untouchables. Thank you, Miss Jacobs. Thank you. That was the one. That's where Kevin Costner was in that movie Untouchables, trying to bring down this mafia, and they were controlling the judges and all the people on the juries and all that. All right. So yeah, that's a good guess. That's a good guess on the genetic lineage of the 12 tribes. Is that a guess, or is that, that's not it. Becca 2-0. Actually, if you want to find out more about the Lost Tribes of Israel, go on my website, freedomforce.live, and you can find out more about the Lost Tribes of Israel. Miss Jacobs, you got it again. You're winning. You got the prize. And the prize is, I don't have a prize, but yeah, it's $144,000. Yay, Miss Jacobs. Good job, Miss Jacobs. Okay, so I'm right here in chapter 14 of Revelation. Revelation 14, right there. And that's talking about us, you guys. And I think he was doing a nod to us. Do you know what the 14 represents? It represents us. It represents, that's Revelation 14, is talking about, and behold, I saw the Lamb standing on Mount Zion with him a number 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. I heard a sound from heaven like the sound of many waters, like the sound of a great thunder. The sound was which I heard was like that of harpists playing in their harps. They sing a new song before the Lord, before the throne, and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed out of the earth. Again, who redeemed is not just about, yes, of course, us being saved and rescued and our sins forgiven. But in this particular context, it's talking about that we were redeemed, hand-selected by the Lord to fight in this battle of Armageddon. As I was saying at the very beginning of this video, we are so incredibly, incredibly blessed. People from eons have wanted to be to see into these things. The angels wanted to see how this was going to be. I liken us to the disciples who got to live in during this the time of Christ and be a part of what he was doing. We are seeing the kingdom of Christ come on this earth. We're ushering in the kingdom with every post that you do, every person you talk to, every prayer you make. So he's saying that we were redeemed out of the earth. We were hand selected. These are those who are not defiled with women, for they are virgins, for they follow the Lamb wherever he goes. In other words, we're pure in heart. We follow the Lamb. We're like, Lord, we want to help you. We want to be a part of what you're doing. We want to help your kingdom to come and your will to be done on this earth. These were redeemed by Jesus from among men, the first fruits to God and to the Lamb. If you see back behind me, you'll see the beautiful Omer bundle, the Jubilee bundle, the first 50 Omer, the 49, are the first fruits, the first bundles of grain that come up in the springtime. We are that first bundles to the first bundle that wakes up. So blessed, so blessed. And in their mouth was found no lie, for they are blameless. Talking about us, that we never tell lies. We're telling the truth. We're telling the truth and nothing but the truth every day. That's all we do. We're doing it as fast as we can go on every topic. It's, you know, whether it's about chemtrails or about laser weapons or about Iran or Gaza or whatever it is, we are telling the truth and we're blameless. We stand blameless in his sight. But then look at Revelation 14:14. Look at this. I wonder if this was a nod to this, because I'm telling you, President Trump knows so much. He's a genius. He knows all these things. I looked and I saw a white cloud, and on the cloud was one sitting like a son of man, having on his head a crown of gold, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Another angel came out of the temple crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, "Send in your sickle and reap, for the hour to reap has come, for the harvest of the earth is ripe." He who sat on the cloud thrust his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. I wonder if this was a nod to us that this is the moment for the great awakening, the mass start awakening. We know it has to be close. It has to be close. So many of us have awakened. And then at one moment, there's going to be a mass start awakening. And again, I just have a feeling it's probably going to be after this, the arrests. It's going to have to be after the arrests, I just think. And they just wouldn't be able to, no telling what they would do if they ever weren't awakened. I think they have to be locked up, and then you can awaken the rest. That's kind of what I feel like. It's got to be the way, we'll see, but I feel like that's the way it's got to be from just piecing everything together. And the earth was reaped. In other words, not harvested out of here, but harvested to awaken the great awakening. I wonder if that's what he was talking about. What do you think? I think so. We'll see. We don't know. I don't know. I know he was talking about the missiles. I know he was talking about. But I'm looking at, he said, well, do you know what this represents? I do. I think I do. I know what biblically it does. All right, so if you haven't seen where I talk about all of these things and you're interested in knowing more about end times and the good news about end times, go to my site here. Just search it on Amazon, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. And you'll find all of the books right there. I talk a lot about the Decode of Revelation is right here. The Major Clues for Minor Prophets is where I go into what all the minor prophets told us about this day and about our wonderful future in the Golden Age. And then I decode 17 Bible stories and show you how this is all happening before our very eyes. Bible stories that maybe you haven't heard of, about Balaam and Yael and different ones, but it's happening before our eyes. And then also, actually, if you didn't know this, the books are now in German and Spanish and Dutch. Thank you for my wonderful patriots who did that for me and for all, for everyone. And so you could share that with people who want to have read more about in the, these other languages. And then we also are doing a study. Don't forget to do your homework. This is our, we're doing number 3 this Saturday at 10:30 on this channel. Okay. All right. So now what else happened on this day, on this, in this meeting with Netanyahu? This was an interesting one, and I just want you to hear what he has to say that struck me as very interesting.
We thought the United States of America was dead, and now you're presiding over the hottest country anywhere in the world. We're the hottest country in the world. I think Bibi would admit it, even hotter than Israel, although Israel was pretty hot about a week ago, I can tell you, for the wrong reasons. But we are the hottest country in the world right now, and it happened faster than anybody thought possible. But we have over $15 trillion, and that means jobs, and that means building, and that means things like we've never seen before. So all we can do is keep working hard. There'll be always surprises. Some of the surprises are going to be bad surprises.
All right. Some of the surprises will be bad surprises. I don't think the bad surprises are for us. We've had enough bad surprises. Let me tell you something. Like that, what happened in Kerrville, Texas, with the flood and the children dying, and so many, I think 100 people died. We've had enough surprises. I don't want any more surprises. I think the surprise is going to be for the cabal. And remember, our Lord Jesus told us in Matthew 24, he says, they won't know what hit them until the flood comes and washes them all away. He says, they'll be marrying and giving in marriage and all this until the moment when the flood comes and washes them all away. Netanyahu thinks he's riding high. He's right there meeting with President Trump. He's running all this, you know, all this. He can still, you know, attack Lebanon. He can still attack Gaza. He can do all these things. He controls all these congressmen. There's no way he can stop them. He can be stopped, but yeah, President Trump said there can be some bad surprises. Remember, we were told on the board, fewer than 10 people know the entire plan. I was asked today, do you think that Hegseth and all these, Rubio and all these beside him know all of this? And I would think they probably don't. I would think that they likely don't know about even some of the things that we talk about here. They're very accomplished, don't get me wrong. They're doing a great job. I think I applaud them. I'm very, very thankful for them. But as far as seeing the bigger picture and especially seeing the things that we don't know, which is exactly how this is going to play out, you know, it's for fewer than 10. And only 2 are non-military. Okay, and I think that includes President Trump. So maybe one more. I don't know. That's Barron, or that's Melania. I don't know who that is. But anyway, only 2 are non-military. If that's JFK Jr., I don't know. We will hopefully one day find out. All right. So the other thing I wanted you to see is, I showed you about the Academy Award. You saw that one. Now, that I wanted to, I promised you at the beginning, I was going to break down what is the deal with Iran and Khomeini. Okay. So this right here is Khomeini, right here. And he's CIA. Okay, not what you normally typically think of as CIA, but he is controlled by the U.S. government. He is in his position of power because of the money of the United States. He does not have the ability to maintain this power without the United States. Okay, so they've lost their nuclear weapons. So the discussion now is, likely, I'm just thinking, if I was a fly on the wall, I would, you know, maybe hear something like this. You don't have any cards. Kind of like what President Trump was saying to Zelensky. You have no cards. You have no cards left. And you need to be, you need to stop. And you're going to be removed from power. And that's all there is to it. The people of Iran are going to be able to have their own free and fair elections, their own free country. And you're going to have to go bye-bye. Because we're not going to go all the way through this and leave you. And we're not gonna, because we passed the big beautiful bill, your funding is gone, it's dried up. We're not sending you any more money to rule Iran. Our tax dollars have been paying for this very thing. And one of my dear friends, I know she's gonna, as soon as this place is free, she's gonna be packed and out of here. So which I know I'll miss her horribly, but I want what, you know, her to be in her homeland. She's been, had to leave her country. This happened 42 years ago. So I'm going to read this to you so you understand what's going on and the relationship between Khomeini and President Pez dispenser. Okay. The relationship between Khomeini, Ayatollah Ruhollah, whatever, Khomeini, and the president of Iran is defined by the structure of the Islamic Republic of Iran's political system, which Khomeini established after 1979 Iran Revolution. Khomeini, as the first supreme leader of Iran from 1979 to 1989, had ultimate authority over the country's political and religious affairs, as outlined in his concept of, whatever, guardianship of the Islamic jurists. Now, the people over there are... they just are basically living in hell. It's just, it's awful what they have to endure. My dear friend moved over here because she just says, I got to get out of here. And many of her family members have moved over here. Some have stayed there, and it is just awful what they have to live with. You never know from one minute to the next if you're going to be thrown in jail. If some, you know, one minute everything seems fine, and the next minute they come down on you like a ton of bricks. And so it's really, really, it's a very brutal, tyrannical regime. And the people have no freedom. So here's an example of how this supreme leader treats the presidents, okay? Khomeini, as the supreme leader, was the highest-ranking authority in Iran with the power to oversee and guide the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches. In other words, he's the supreme leader. He can do whatever he pleases anytime on any matter. The president, while the head of the executive branch, is subordinate to the supreme leader. The supreme leader, per the Iranian constitution, inaugurates the president, approves the appointment after elections, and can dismiss them with 2/3 majority of the parliament. Khomeini exercised this authority during his tenure. So he get rid of people, not approve them. You know, it's all at his discretion. And it's not the man with the turban. It's America. Okay, connecting the dots, right? That's the problem. All right, so Khomeini's role in shaping the presidency. Khomeini was instrumental in creating the Islamic Republic's political system after overthrowing the monarchy in 79. His vision ensured that the presidency, while an elected office, operates under the oversight of the supreme leader. During his time, the presidency was initially weaker, with significant power vested in the supreme leader and the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. So they have a guard, but it's not sufficient, really, to rule the country without America, okay, behind him. The prime minister's role was more prominent until it was abolished in 1989 after Khomeini, Khomeini's death. Okay, so I don't know exactly how to say these names, but basically the names, one sounds like Khomeini and one sounds like Khomeini. Maybe I'll just say it like that. Anyway, strengthening his presidency under his successor, Ali Khamenei. Okay, so these are examples of what Khomeini did during his time to those who were presidents to shut them down. This one was clashed over ideological differences. He was impeached. This one had a cooperative relationship, but he was assassinated. There you go. Here was another one who worked closely, and he was aligned, but Khomeini was chosen for the leadership successor as the supreme leader. But they know if they want to keep their head, they have to do as they're told. It's very, very serious over there. No one gets out of line. And they're not even put in this position unless they are someone who's going to do as they're told. They had the final say Khomeini did on major policies, foreign affairs, economic decisions, and military actions. They're expected to align with the revolutionary and theocratic vision, of course. All right, so then this all happened. Remember in 79 when there was the U.S. embassy taken over by the students and there was the hostages and all that? This is what was the beginning of this. And because they've been working on this for years and years and years. And that's when after that, you know, Hillary sent over the uranium and Obama sent over the pilots of cash and Biden sent over more money. And now it's all come to a screeching halt under President Trump. It's over. Okay, so Iran is about to be set free. All right. The president's role is significant but limited, focusing on executing policies within the framework set by the supreme leader. Okay, I think you get the idea of how that works. And I didn't know if you had ever really heard about that or known about that, but now you have. Now you have. I think that's everything. That's everything. I didn't really have as much today as I normally have for you guys. That was the main thing I wanted you to hear. You know, really, first of all, I want you to get a clear understanding of what President Trump is doing with this Epstein thing, and trust the plan. Trust President Trump that he's using this to gin up this desire for us to get the truth out about Epstein and for people to hear about it who maybe still have not heard about it. And especially people on the left, because we know, but the people on the left, they, with them wanting to, you know, their hatred of Trump, they very likely are, you know, wanting to look into this thinking, oh, maybe we've got him this time. And then I want you to see what was happening in this meeting with President Trump and Netanyahu. And I wanted you to see also what's really going on with Iran. And we'll know about that here, I think, fairly quickly. And I'm really, you know, that's saving, let's see, Iran was next. That was what we were told. And then saving Israel for last. And we're very close on that one, too. It really does seem. I don't know. I don't have the plan. But I just, it does seem like when you've got the exposure of Mossad with Epstein, then that could happen like that, you know, and the, in my opinion, like I said, after the arrests. And then you've got the Gaza thing that could be solved. They said this week. It very, very much could be that we're really at the door of so many of these things. We don't know. We will see. I will be on the chat with you guys for a little bit, and we'll go ahead and pray. As President Trump has said, you know, we have, you know, need to call upon the Lord to strengthen us for all that this is going on. Okay. Let me show you one quick thing since we have a half a minute to do this. Let's just do a little bit of Amos just so we can, because we can. Here is Amos 9 that I just love and appreciate. And this is where the Lord is going to destroy them. And let's use this as our catalyst for prayer. I saw the Lord standing beside the altar, and he said, strike the tops of the pillars that the thresholds may shake. Break them in pieces on the head of all of them. I will kill the last of them with the sword. Not one of them will flee away. Not one of them will escape. Though they dig into Sheol, there my hand will take them, and though they climb up to heaven, there I will bring them down. Though they hide themselves at the top of Mount Carmel, I will search and take them and take them out from there. And though they be hidden from my sight at the bottom of the sea, there I will command the sea serpent, and it will bite them. Though they go into captivity before their enemies, there I will command the sword, and it will kill them. I will set my eyes on them for evil, and not for good. For the Lord, Yahweh of armies, is he who touches the land, and it melts. And all who dwell in it will mourn, and will rise up wholly like the river, and will sink down again like the river of Egypt. Amen. This is talking about the bringing down of this satanic criminal cabal. That's some of the Amos that I love. It's one of the minor prophets I was telling you about earlier. Isn't that amazing? This is the promise of the Lord that he's going to bring them down. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. Thank you so much. We praise you and thank you that you are the one who has the power to bring down this criminal cabal. You alone have the power to bind the strong man. You alone have the power to do this. We are very thankful to be to have joined with you, to be with you on the riding alongside you as the 144,000 in this amazing battle. We're so thankful that you woke us up, but you alone have the power to bind this strong man and to cast them out. We praise you that you will send the sea serpent to bite them. You will do whatever it has to remove them from the earth, root and branch. We praise you and we thank you. I thank you for everyone on the battalion. I pray you'd continue to strengthen them and help them and guide them and help them to trust the plan and trust our wonderful President Trump and all those that have been put in this position of authority. We praise you and thank you that we're seeing your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and that we will enter into the millennial kingdom that you've prepared for us. Amazing, this golden age that we're going to enjoy. We praise you and thank you. We love you. We pray this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, real quick before I go, there is a special going on right now. I want to make sure I've forgotten to tell you about it. But if you go to freedomforce.live, let me go to this one right here, freedomforce.live, and you go to the health right here. If you go, actually, I'm going to go grab the link. But if you go to, let me see if I can find this super quick, PBX maybe. Maybe if you go, nope. Okay. That's not it. All right. So if you go to my channel right here, freedomforce.live, and you see the health page, you will see the health links right there. You will see this one right here, and you can learn more about it on the health links about how to detox even from the 2021 effects. And this is what I use every day. I've told you about it many times. Well, it's on for $5 today. It's on for $5. I think for the rest of the week, it's $5. And you can continue to get it, or you can cancel, whatever you want to do. But I think you should all take advantage of this for $5 and get that bottle. Okay. Let me see if I can go grab it from the link so you'll have it. I'll put it in the chat and that you guys will have it. But this is what I really recommend that you detox every day, one way or the other. And this is one of the ones that I love. I've got more things about detoxing. Here's about zeolite, and it's nanocellular. So it goes into the cell and cleanses the cells. So check this out about zeolite and explains it to you. I'll pop this into the chat. And just tons of research resources over there for you guys to help you to get your health and to maintain your health. I think that's everything. I'll put this over in the chat real quick, and I guess we'll go. I love you guys. I appreciate you. And I guess it's time to go. And I will see you on Saturday. Don't forget, do your homework. And I'll talk to you. Let me grab the button. Make sure I hit the right button. Love you guys. And I'll talk to you later.